1. Which country is the company planning to target next year?
We've had a really good year in Europe and Australia, and so we're looking to move into different territories next year. We looked at South Africa and India, and both countries offer amazing opportunities for our products. So for next year, we're targeting India and then Australia the following year.
2. What was the company's biggest problem?
We found going global wasn't easy. There were many problems. Firstly, marketing doesn't work in the same way in every country. You have to understand local customs and traditions, so you need to consult with experts in your target country. However, that was quite easy compared to other things, such as creating a whole new advertising campaign. That was the most difficult thing. And then we had to redesign the packaging.
3. Why did the man start his own business?
I was a freelancer with a design company. I didn't plan to stop that at all. The business started by itself, really. I like making things out of wood I found lying on the ground. Friends loved what I made and suggested that I sell them online. Soon after, I couldn't keep up with the sales, so I had to give up my freelance work. After 3 months, my hobby became my full-time job.
4. What size boxes does the man want?
I've got you those boxes you wanted.
What size are they?
40 centimetres by 40 by 30.
They're not tall enough, unfortunately. I need them to be exactly 40 by 40 by 50 centimetres, please.
Oh, they don't have that size, but they've got 40 by 40 by 60. Will that be okay?
No, I'm afraid not. They must be the exact size I asked for.
Okay.
5. What does the woman want to discuss at the meeting?
Now, let's look at the pricing strategy.
Excuse me, but I'd like to sort out the production schedule.
Yes, we'll discuss that a bit later.
You said that last time, but we talked about company reorganisation instead.
I understand you're worried, but we really will discuss it today.
Okay.
6. What do the man and the woman agree on?
I think we should change the working hours.
Do you? I think the staff are happy with them.
I didn't think they were.
They are, but not with the amount of holiday they get. Perhaps we could offer them an extra day for every year they are with us.
That could be expensive. Some have been here over 25 years.
You're right. Do you think training will improve things?
Good idea. That could help.
7. Which product did Max order?
Hello, Max from Bith Industries here. You've sent us the wrong goods.
What's the order number, please?
GHBX243.
Right, let me check on the computer. You ordered 10 desk lamps.
That's the problem. I didn't. I wanted 10 fans for our offices.
I'm so sorry. I think we've made a mistake. The catalogue number for both the fans and lamps are very similar. We'll get those to you by tomorrow morning.
8. What was the total price of the order?
How much did they invoice us for the last order?
Well, it was higher than I expected.
Really? Was it around $4,000?
No, it was much more than that. Here it is. $40,400.
Wow. What did we order?
I think you've forgotten the 3 new machines we ordered. They were just over $14,400. Then there was the software system on top of that.